Hello, folks, and hey, Bear, welcome to the Nate Land podcast. I'm Nate Ragetti, Brian Bates, Aaron Weber, Dusty Slay.
All right.
Here we are.
All right.
We're here.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back. Just to get it out of the way, I know our last podcast was shorter. We are going to go a little bit shorter. I know I did not realize this. I thought all podcasts were like had to be like 2 hours long. Uh-huh. And it seems most of them are an hour or even less. And so I know some of you will be disappointed because you like the 2 hours. Some of you won't care, and some of you will be happy. But if we keep it around an hour, I'm not saying there's going to be any exact time, but roughly an hour-ish, somewhere in that. And it'll be better for us. Everything's getting, you know, with the schedules being so busy and all that, I think it'll help us be able to record, you know, two episodes in one day if we have to, so we can have some backup so we don't miss an episode like we just did with the snow. And, you know, there's a lot going on. Everybody's got schedules. So so just letting you know that. I think it's the best way. But we love you as if we're doing 2 hours.
And the snow is bad for us. Like, I had a guy supposed to come to my house today, a week later, to do some things. And he was like, I can't get there. He's like, my truck slid in the ice. So it is bad out here.
It is bad.
For us, we don't have a lot of plows. I don't even know if we have a plow. I got on the interstate last week and I was like, what? I thought the interstate would be clear. There's one lane open.
Yeah.
People's all over the median, all off the road. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, it's
here?
Not a point of weakness for the city.
Right.
Let me make that clear. We're getting some heat as
we're
a town.
We're not like, we can't get out. It's like the roads are not
good. We don't have the infrastructure for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There's no reason to.
I learned something. You can't talk about how cold it is. People will immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cute. You know, and then they tell you how cold they are. And you're like, I'm just making conversation
it's
out
cold
here,
for
know?
Us.
Yeah.
They might just want here.
Yeah, then you get him down, get them down here in June and say, let's work on the road.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be like, oh, I'm hot. Like, yeah, you're hot.
Minus one's cold. We were
very cold.
Yeah, really, really cold.
Yeah. In all my many, many years of being on this earth, usually it'll snow. It'll be gone in a day or two. It's still on the ground.
Yeah.
It's been a week of just so cold.
Harper's doing, they're starting late tomorrow, but it's been the first time she'll be back to school in over a week.
Wow.
Yeah. Aaron's gutter fell off his house.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've had some real problems. we weren't ready for it. Pipes frozen. I mean, we had some serious stuff.
We had some pipes froze. Yeah, it just was, we're just not, there's no reason for it because it's like Nashville, we get it. I used to say, like, once a year you get this kind of snow where it's awesome, it's fun, and and then you just won't get another one. So
I won't think about it till next year. And the pipes burst again.
And I don't know if you wanted me to tell people about your gutter.
That's okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Well, it's out there now.
I haven't told my wife yet.
Let her find out.
Yeah, she'll find out on the podcast.
Yeah. I was in a parking garage today. I was like, what's that noise? And all of a sudden, a pipe burst and water just started going everywhere. Wow.
At your place? Where?
No, in a parking garage. Downtown.
Oh, I saw the video you posted. Yeah. Man, it's crazy out here, dude.
It's crazy.
We're figuring it out.
And I saw a video on a girl from Alaska, and she moved to Georgia. And she's like, it is a different kind of air here because it's humid. She's like, I would rather be in Alaska, you know, in negative temperatures than in Georgia in the teens.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she said it's a different kind of cold.
They said that in Montana this weekend. They were saying, we don't have a problem with ice on the roads because the humidity.
Because
it doesn't freeze the same way on the road.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's different.
I
love
them.
Yeah, but everything's different.
They love to try to shame us about some temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sorry, we don't have a lot of Canada Goose jackets around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I had to go buy like some snow stuff because I never had. I don't think I've ever owned really any snow stuff.
You ever use those hot hands? I was using those all week. The hot hand things?
Yeah, the little pocket, little things.
Those don't get talked about enough. That's unbelievable technology.
Mm-hmm.
It works. So good.
Oh, the electronic ones.
Not the electronic. I'm talking about just whatever it is.
The ones you shake.
You shake them up?
Yeah.
And why aren't we using that for other stuff?
What would you use it for?
I don't know. Get a big one, put it over a house or something.
Put it in your gutters.
You got to shake your house.
Well, it feels like such a waste.
And then your gutters fall off.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they'd find a way. You feel like this works like every time and it stays hot for so much longer than you think of it. And all we're doing is just warming hands with it.
Hands get cold.
Hands feet. Do get cold. You can use them for your feet too. But yeah. I'm saying there's no other application for this magical thing that they've invented.
Hot yeah, feet but you have to shake it. You're saying, look, but what if the shake is the main? What if the shake is the main thing?
You think the shake is the thing holding it back from being used on?
Yeah, where are you gonna? You know, man,
I don't. I think the shaking is just getting oxygen in there, right? It's just. But so if you just find, if you get a big enough one, you put it outside.
Can you imagine if you live on,
I don't know,
fault line. There's an earthquake. You're like, we survived. And man, is it hot in here?
All the hot hands have gotten hot. Look,
I'm not saying actually get one, the big one, but like you're not doing anything else with that.
Mm. You may be on.
You want like a big sandbag on everybody's roof.
Put it in the attic. Yeah. Put it in your bed.
I don't know. Shake it up. Maybe, dude. Maybe yep. Let's do something with it.
You know, in Canada, Hannah had it. They had like a bag. It's like a big bean bag, and you put it in the microwave, and it gets real hot. And then you put it in your bed, and it heats up the bed. I forget what it's called. They have a name for it, but we don't clean our microwave a lot, and ours got real musty.
It's the only reason you have a microwave.
Yeah, it's the only reason I would use it. My wife will heat up coffee and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't get into it.
Well, do you go stand in the yard when she does it?
Well, I don't want to be around it, that's for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it safe to come in?
My wife confesses to me sometimes that she's been using the microwave.
Oh, no.
Jeez, what goes on when I'm on the road?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening around here?
Yeah, why are you not doing it the long, hard way?
Yeah. Raising two kids.
You got two kids, two little kids. Listen, I don't know what your problem is. The clothes will dry eventually, even though when it's cold outside. Put them outside.
Yeah, hang them on the line. Yeah, yeah. We don't do the dryer.
Yeah.
Now we do a dryer, though. Mm-hmm. I love a dryer, but if it was a microwave dryer, I'd be out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would hang them.
Yeah.
I remember we hung clothes growing up.
We did too. We had a clothes line up.
Yeah.
I just got a new washer dryer, dude. And you guys would love this dude that came and installed it. He showed up. This guy walked into my house, all the confidence in the world. He goes, you're here. He goes, you ordered the washer dryer, right? I go, yeah. He goes, I got good news for you, man. I'm the best in the business.
Yeah. All right.
He said, I'm the best in the world at this.
Wow.
Goes, I'm going to be in and out. And you're so lucky, dude. You got the best washer dryer installer on the planet at your house today. And I was like, I do feel good about that. That did feel good.
Yeah.
And he was good. I've never had somebody come in and, I did tip
him. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good way to get, I think you're supposed to tip them. I think we used to get tipped sometimes.
The guys that come and set it all up and everything. Yeah, I tip.
You don't tip the ones that come in and go, listen, I'm not the best.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and let you know.
Look, you've got a perfectly adequate installation guy.
Borderline, you might be disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I got tipped, because I used to put in washers
and you would install them in people's houses and stuff,
but too. You weren't good.
No, I was good. I didn't tell them. I mean, I was like, I used to be able to change a door. I think I've talked about that before. I could change it, like, because the doors
open into each other.
Yeah, and I could do it really fast.
Well, that'll change people's lives, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so I could do that really.
Did you ever come in with that kind of crazy confidence, though?
Do you ask them sometimes, you need this switched around? Do you like it like this?
No, if it was noticeable that, like, hey, this was, they should have it moved over.
Yeah.
You would just take it out and switch it. Because I did it at ours here because I thought I've done this and I haven't done it so long that it's harder. It's way harder than I remember.
They don't make things easier.
No.
It seems like everything, because they want you to call somebody.
Yeah.
We need our guy. We need the GE guy to get down here.
Mm-hmm.
To switch it out.
Yeah. We don't want you doing it.
Well, this weekend or this past week, we had Dusty had a big special come out.
Crazy.
Yeah, seems very well received.
It does. It was very, it's very exciting. It was on number two in some poll of Netflix.
Mm-hmm. It's in a top 10 list. It wasn't top some poll. Yeah. Like it was on everybody's home.
TV shows.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It was great. Dude. Yeah. I mean, I was real pumped about it.
Yeah.
And I still am. I'm pumped. And it's like, I just got an email from the mayor of Opelika. They want to recognize me in some way.
Oh, really? Right.
That's very exciting. So I thought it was fake. I had to send it to my management to try to verify it. I was like, I don't know. But he's been the mayor for 20 years apparently, but he started being mayor after I moved. So he would not have known about me.
You didn't cause him any problems.
Yeah. So
we'll give you a key to the city.
That'd be great.
Would you rather a dusty sleigh day in Opelika? That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be cool too. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what we'd do on that day. We'd just go around. What and say would you do with having a good time?
A key to the city.
I'd try to open stuff. You know what I mean? I'd try to get tickets to
a dusty sleigh day. I'm trying to think what it would be. It would be
Western Sizzling.
Yeah, I definitely think school would be out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Colleges for sure.
Colleges out.
People have been
permanently
banks out. Just very Dusty gets to pick who's out.
Yeah.
No microwaves.
School should be out. That's for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
No gifts exchanged.
No gifts. No, we don't do that.
Uh-huh. Should be on April 1st, New Year's Day.
Yeah. No. Yeah, exactly. No, no pagan rituals out here.
Yeah. You
know, let's keep it clean.
Yeah.
You know, I like that.
Yeah.
That feels good. I did have some people messaging me about my Western Sizzling joke. They were like, I'll never eat the green beans at Western Sizzling again. I was like, you weren't eating the green beans at Western Sizzling. That's not what people are eating there.
Yeah.
I figure that's the one thing I can make fun of in Western Sizzling and not cause anybody any problems.
It won't affect their bottom line at all.
Yeah, they're for the yeast rolls, the fried chicken, and the chopped steak.
They're not moving green beans.
Yeah. Even the manager is probably like, great, I'm trying to put that in the buffet anyway.
Yeah.
Doing me a favor.
Yeah.
You don't think people get green beans? It's a good one that you're like, if anything gets shut down, that one's okay to get shut down.
It's like, I just don't think, I mean, like the buffet at Western Sizzling used to have an item called Fatback, which is just like fried strips of fat that people would come and eat, and they loved it. And I'm like, if they're Fatback is an option, green beans shouldn't even be up there.
Yeah.
I don't really want to Google
It's almost
back.
Like the... the county health department makes you put green beans on there.
Yeah. You got to have something green up here.
Something green, Like Fatback's a tough lookup, dude.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to find that. Maybe Fatback food. There it is.
Oh, well, this right here?
Yeah, it's like,
That looks like somebody cut the crust off of a piece of bread.
Yeah.
That's Fatback.
Mm. Yeah, it's fried strips, fried fat strips. And I'm just saying, if you're eating that, you're like, where's the melted butter? I'd like to dip this fried fat in here.
Yeah.
So, it's been exciting. I hope that I've not hurt the Western Sizzling's business.
No, they love it.
I gave a nice shout out to Jim Bob. Still no word from them. I went to Jim Bob's social media. They haven't posted in 10 years. But
thought I'd wake them up.
Yeah. Pretty disappointed that I've not gotten a lot of love from Jim Bob's.
Well, they might not even have Netflix.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or heard of it.
They just got a red box.
I go there enough and talk to the people at Jim Bob's to where I don't even know if they know I've moved. I go
do they know you're a comedian?
I don't know.
They're asking you to pick up shifts.
I was talking to them about a guy I knew that used to work there, and he left, and we were talking, and I go, it looks like he's doing well, and they're like, yeah. And I was like, they go, I haven't heard from him in a while. So I was like, well, either that's good or he's died. And they go, oh, he's not coming back. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I don't know if you know what I'm trying to say right here, but I'm trying to make a joke about it.
And he died?
He didn't die.
Oh.
Thank goodness. He messaged me, though, about my joke, and he said, I was there the night you walked out, and I had to, I had to make the sauce and wash the dishes. So there's a lot of truth in these jokes is what I'm trying to
say. Yeah.
I'm, I'm verifying things.
Definitely. Yeah.
I got a response from Travis Tritt.
That's very
cool. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I had to tweet at him first, but I did get a response from him. Yeah, so.
The video at the end of you as little boys really topped it off.
People that's how I thought of to do that joke as I was watching. I remember that story vividly of that frog dying. And I found that video one day of my dad like being like, and then it hopped away. And I'm like, it did not hop away.
When you look down, it's just so funny.
Yeah, because I don't know what to say to my dad. I'm like, my dad's straight up lying here.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to get in trouble.
Yeah.
So I'm like, but I feel good about it. I mean, I'm pumped.
Yeah.
I've never had this. Feels good. I like the way the video looks. I like the way it sounds. I like the jokes. It feels good.
Well, let me ask you this. You were in Dayton this weekend. First weekend since the special came out. Did you feel, was there a difference?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It felt really good. The first show sold out a long time ago. And then I kept getting these updates on the second show. And I was like, it was not selling well. And I was like, all right, this a regular old Dayton weekend then, I guess. Yeah. But then it ended up, you know, really filling out. So yeah. It was good. It was two hot shows and it was great. I loved it. Now, yeah. And then I had a good Fallon, good Tonight Show. Really yeah. great. You know, I went to the Comedy Cellar on Thursday night and practiced the set. And I, you know, I bombed for about half that set. And I thought, oh no, what am I doing? Yeah. And then it was just a weird crowd. Did the Village Underground after that. And it was a hot set. Tonight yeah. Show.
What's going on here?
Well, you know, I'm just entertaining.
It's like you're doing Wills on the Bus.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, to be honest with you.
Row your boat.
Yeah, I'm mid-fidget, I'm sure. And, you know, I'm probably about to adjust my glasses or my hat.
He looks like he's came over to your house with that backdrop.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, it looks
they put
good.
You in that room, you know.
They decorated well for me.
Black. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Jimmy Fallon said he watched my special. I mean, he seemed to have a few specific examples, so it feels like he did watch it.
He watched just enough to do that.
Yeah. And that's all I ask, really. Yeah. And it felt good. He, you know, he's always very nice to me.
Yeah.
And, it feels good.
Third time doing the Tonight Show.
Fourth time. It's the fourth time. Wow. Everybody says third.
Yeah, I thought it was third.
One of them was.
There's one that everyone forgot about. Even the booker, Michael Cox, was like, yeah, it's your third time here. And I'm like, I have four on the internet. You can go to YouTube and there's four there.
Is one late night or?
No, I have a Jimmy Kimmel too. I have four Tonight Shows and a Jimmy Kimmel. Mm.
Golly.
I think you've only done three.
But they keep, you know, I did two and then I did one a COVID year and maybe that's it. It was
nobody saw it.
No one, yeah, it got forgotten.
Yeah.
Once you start doing it, you know, it's easy to.
Well, it is kind of nice that people have lost track of how many times. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like people, not that they, I don't know how, like they don't care less, but they care space less, you know? Like the first time I did the Tonight Show, it was like everyone in my life was like reaching out to me. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, they're like, hey, good job again. You know?
Yeah.
They're like, you know. But my electrician from McMinnville called me because he saw me on the Tonight Show. So I'm starting to get pretty famous in McMinnville now too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gonna be the king of that city soon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How often do you talk to the electrician?
Well, a few times. Yeah. He had told me a story about getting stabbed one time. And so we got pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
You bonded over that?
Yeah. I mean, he told me he got stabbed in the chest and that he had to go to the hospital and almost died.
Wow.
And that's why he became an electrician.
I guess. He's telling me this. He's like, yeah, my lungs are all messed up. And he's telling me that as he was smoking. I was like, this guy's tough.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, do not mess with this guy. He deals with electricity. He's got a lot of blockage in his legs. And
y'all exchange numbers?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And then you talk to him like regularly?
Not really. He called me up the other day.
Called, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what's going on? And he's like, well, I saw you on the Tonight Show. I was worried the snow had messed up something electrically.
Yeah.
And he knew about it somehow. Yeah.
Got alerted his house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's telling you.
We are buddies.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome, man. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you.
Did a good special.
And if you haven't watched it and you're planning to come to a show, feel free to watch. I got a whole new hour that I'm doing now. And amazing. It's I'm still, you know, doing the we're having a good time joke and the wave joke, and I'll probably do those for the rest of my life. But other than that, it's all new.
Mm-hmm.
You, awesome, dude. You crossed paths with Jimmy Fallon yourself this weekend.
I did. Yeah, he came down to... when did you tape?
I taped after because he was telling me about the intro that your dad gave to him.
Yeah.
And then I guess the one that he gave to you.
Oh, y'all taped on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he had just been with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's popped up the cellar like one time and then he's just, I think, kind of itching to kind of get back out and do some jokes. And so we were texting and he was like, hey, then we'll come down, you know, to the Prudential Center. And I was like, yeah, dude. And then, so, I mean, we just talked, he murdered, like they were very, obviously very fun to see.
Right.
They don't expect him to be up and they go nuts. Because he had these jokes. He hasn't told them, hasn't tried them anywhere. Or
just dipping his toes in an arena in the round. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell that it's there is a confidence you have to have to be able to go do that. And so he's obviously talked in front of a lot of people.
Right.
But yeah, he goes up and I mean, we think, I don't remember what he did, like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And, but just doing stand up, you know, he does a lot of, usually he brings a guitar, does impressions, no guitar, and just came out, did straight stand up.
You told him he couldn't do that.
Yeah. I go, listen, now we had a guitar, sound check for him. Cause at first we thought he was going to, but I think he just wanted to get up there and do it. And, you know, so I'll see. I mean, I like when stuff like that happens. It's always weird because there's only so many people you could even have pop on.
Right.
Because if they can be clean.
Jimmy, me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who else?
That's Aaron, Dusty's half 50-50.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah, it was, it's awesome. And these arenas, they're in the round, so it's. They're wild.
I will say this. He talked to me about the round.
Yeah.
And I want to, you know, he backed me up a little bit. He goes, yeah, I did the round and the round doesn't spin. Mm-hmm. And I go, yeah, that was what I thought too. I thought the round would spin. And he's like, no, you have to keep turning around. And I'm like, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
I've only done the round that one time at Bridgestone. And I, the whole time, leading up to it, I thought it was going to be a slow spin.
Yeah. Like a lazy Susan.
Yeah. And then, you know, you have to turn.
And you didn't move at all.
I kind of go back and forth like this. But I did turn, and it was hard for me.
Yeah. It's a new thing. It's definitely different. The good thing is that you do it makes you step into stuff more. I enjoy figuring out how to play it now. Like as you get better, it's very fun. It's very fun to be like every week you're just kind of like there's cameras. A lot of people don't know. They're like, do you watch the screen or me or mm-hmm. whatever? But I mean, it's, you know, I think it's like a typical thing. You kind of watch the screen and, you know, you glance down at, we're trying to make it, the sound has been great. We've been making it extra, like, so people can hear it everywhere. We got the mm-hmm. screens. I made the screens bigger so everybody can see them. I think it's, you know, it's like a live special taping. It's just, I like that it's so many people
mm-hmm.
and you hear them quiet. I mean, that's what's so crazy. We tell a joke and it's 16,000 people and they're
quiet when you want them to be.
And they're just listening.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're just, and it's just, it's fun. It's, I mean, it's very, very fun. It's very, very fun. And it's a very, you know, it's a new thing you got to figure out. And that makes it exciting. Yeah, it was a funny. So Graham K, who's been on the podcast, Canada, he had surgery on his hip, hockey throughout the years. Graham had it this week of this special. I mean, of this weekend. So Graham would have been on this weekend because we went to Toronto where Graham lived for quite a while.
Right,
so usually, you know, not always perfect, but I try to, you know, if someone's from somewhere, you try to get them to go to
your hometown arena.
Yeah. So, but Graham, he's pushed the surgery off so much. And so he had to do it. And I mean, it looked like a weekend that was built for Graham. Graham, I bought Graham a Raptors jacket because I felt bad. And then we got him a Raptors jacket. It looks cool. And then I owe Graham a trip because it was, dude, I mean, so first night he would have just hung out with Fallon. and then we went to Reading and Poughkeepsie, which were both every show was unreal, but they were.
I see you broke the attendance record
at Reading
too at that arena.
Yeah, yeah. So that record broke, and that was a ton of snow, but they had a ton of snow. And people were worried about that, but they all came out.
Yeah.
You know, they're better at it. Poughkeepsie was just back to a theater, which was interesting because it was. We did two shows, but it's a theater just to do after doing the round for a few weeks and then go back to the theater. But that
like a tiny old theater,
tiny old
plebes,
yeah.
I go, a secret show.
I can't believe y'all do shows like this. I'd love to do a show.
Yeah, it's like 2,500 people. You're like, I don't even know. I guess I'll learn everybody's name. But they were so good.
Yeah.
And then we go to the Scotiabank Arena where the Raptors and Toronto Maple Leafs play. They had the UFC fight there the night before.
Oh, man.
The UFC fight this Saturday was at the Toronto Scotiabank Arena. And then so we're there Sunday. And then that one was just we get there and it's like we get to go shoot on the practice Raptors practice court. And I mean, just the most fun Graham could have.
And you played hockey somewhere, I saw.
Oh, we played hockey in Poughkeepsie.
Okay.
Yeah. In Poughkeepsie, they had a hockey ring attached. So they let us go hockey. So, and Graham's a hockey player.
Yeah.
I forgot that too. It was hilarious on how specific everything we did was for Graham.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looked like Graham designed this trip and then just said, I can't go.
And he's just recovering on a couch somewhere.
I mean,
watching this on Instagram.
Can't get up. He has to have a chair in the shower. Yeah. It couldn't be going.
Man.
He's going through it all.
Yeah.
And we made fun of it a lot to him. no, we didn't go into it. But it was just so, like, it just, everything they're asking us, you're like, oh, Graham, what if, this is, like, that's all Graham ever wanted was to do any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Go to his homeland. So it was.
He should have scheduled his surgery better. You know, he should have looked at your schedule.
He's been pushing it off so much. And it was like, it just had to be done. And I think if he'd have moved it again, it would have been, you know, crazy and forever.
So. Yeah, and can you really play hockey if you're, like, needing surgery on your hip?
No.
You know, he would have not been able to do it.
That's true.
Gary Veeder got out there. Gary Veeder's a really good hockey player. He skated, just run around. He can shoot it up in the, you know, corners of the net and all that.
Wow.
It was good. Yeah, it was a fun weekend.
Did you guys watch any NFL football this weekend?
Yes. Great games all this weekend.
Did you see the fumble through the end zone?
Mm.
I did. I thought of you immediately.
We watched it. We talked about it because I told him Bates said we could do it. Yeah. You know what I thought of though with that?
What's that?
Saying you. Do you have something else?
Yeah.
But I was thinking the reason they probably have it is because everybody would be reaching for the end zone. Like there'd be all it would be with just every it'd be just if you when you run to the end zone just hold it out.
Oh, there's
like
got to be a risk.
Run to the corner and then just jump from the 5 yard line and hold it out. There has to be some kind of like you know discouraging thing to go do that, and that's a pretty big discouraging thing. That's the biggest.
How do they handle it in college football? Do you know?
The same, isn't it?
The game.
Okay. It's the same. It's the same rule.
I think so. Okay. Yeah.
I was saying you could say it's a law. It's a loss of down, and the team has to go back to the 20. Maybe.
Oh, interesting.
But it's
instead of the other team gets.
Yeah, it's like a penalty.
Yeah.
Or like if it does it, it's a flag. So if you fumble through the end zone, it's a 15-yard. I mean, do something like that. It's a 15-yard penalty.
I think they should make you play the rest of the game without your helmet.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy that fumbles it has to go home.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have a camera that shows him getting in his car.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it films him for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Everything
rest
that he
of the
does.
Year.
Yeah, rest of the year. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do think I think that's the only reason why I see the argument for it is because I think you would have a problem with people just reaching out all the time because then now there's no punish, you know.
What do you do when you get kicked out of a game? You just go sit in the locker room?
I think so. Probably shower early. Probably nice. Shower a little bit early.
Get a little break.
Yeah. You know, I asked a couple of NASCAR drivers came. Joe Logano and Brad Kulowski came to the Charlotte show.
You know them, right?
Yeah. Oh, you don't?
No, I do know the second guy. I
Brad
know the
Kulowski.
Name. Yeah, I know Kulowski. The name.
You don't know Joey Logano?
No, I've not.
The number 22 car?
I've not been into NASCAR for a long time.
Okay, we still look like you are.
Well, I know that, but the NASCAR fans like me, I feel like have really faded out, you know? It's a classier sport now.
Yeah. So, but they're...
I feel like it is. When I was going, people were... They were at the game or race with their shirts off, and they had a cooler of beer that they brought there.
It feels more corporate now.
Yes.
Hold on. Yeah. There's still a lot of that.
I bet there is, but yeah. I mean, it's like my whole family seems not as interested in NASCAR as they used to be. It was a big deal for my family.
I think I agree with that. It's a lot more corporate. They're athletes and now, like, these dudes are in shape. It's analytics. It's there's so much that stuff trying to be the best and, you know, getting this and it, like,
science. Advantage.
Yeah. But that takes the, you know, human element. It feels like it takes the personality out of it.
Yeah.
Like the back then you had a lot of personality. So, you know,
I got
a
video of a guy smoking a cigarette during the caution lap in his car. I mean, that's what this kind of racing I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something that's fun about, you know, you're like, well, Richard Petty doesn't care about wrecking.
Yeah.
So you know that that dude's a lunatic versus, you know, I guess I can see what he's saying. But I was asking them because I was like, do you ever, like when you have a wreck early in a race and you get to go home, like, are you ever like, all right, it's not that bad, you know?
Yeah.
You just like, it's like getting home from work. Because, I mean, they get on a plane. They'll be home before the race is over.
They can watch the end of it at home.
Yeah.
With their family.
Yeah, you're there all week. And then now you're just like, it goes, wreck. And, you know.
If you wreck, like you should have to put the car back together. You should have to help. Like, you become part of the mechanics crew if you wreck.
Well, they have a, I think they want to do that.
But they still get to go home that day. They don't fix it.
No, I think they should have to start working on it that day.
Stay there.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, I used to think it was their car. Like, it was their personal car that they were driving. And I used to feel bad when they got in a wreck. Because, like, now that they can't get it, they can't drive home.
That's crazy.
Stuck there.
Isn't that crazy, though, if you're a kid?
Kind of. You get, I mean, gas from the iPhone to that. I don't know. I can't really pinpoint you down into being genius to, like, maybe one of the dumber kids I've ever met in my life. I don't know what's going on right now.
That's before
everything's
really
been a fake. It's all been, you go to Notre Dame. Did you? Do we have pictures of Aaron at Notre Dame?
He did break his back a lot.
Yeah.
You know,
that is true. That's so true. You probably lost some
I was
stuff.
Dealing with some stuff. I was like, Graham.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought it was, all right, I don't know. I was going to say something about that.
I think you were going to tell us about a rule change. No, I guess that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
Well, so, what did they say about the wreck? Did he say he's happy to go home, or he's like,
no? Oh, they were, no, I think they obviously still want to, you're mad and you want to race and it all matters. But I also think there's some where, like, they're like, if your car is not running good at all, and you just know, like, we're going to be in 30th place.
Yeah.
I think some of those you could be like, yeah, put me out of my misery.
You got 3 hours to go and you're like, I'm not going to win.
Yeah, you're going to be slow. Mm-hmm. You're just going to be in the way. You're going to be, you're like.
Yeah, and if you wreck, you might get a little attention that day. You might get a little, you might get a little news clip.
It's a maritime.
Yeah. And that's what, sometimes I feel like that's what you need in racing. You got to get a little personality in there. You'd be like, you're the guy that wrecked.
I feel like they should do that in sports, because we all just, that's what all of us that watch sports wonder. I just want to know that they're not happy to go home. Because I think we think they're happy to go, like, in everything, you know, if someone's going to leave a game, or, you know, sometimes you just think like, well, they weren't playing like regular season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they don't care. Not football regular season matters more, but
like baseball, NBA, you think about baseball, it for sure.
Yeah. You're like, these dudes.
But like, if it were comedy and you turned your ankle going up to the stage and they were like, oh, I got to go home, you wouldn't be happy that you got to go home. You'd be like, I'd like to do the show.
I would like to do the show.
I think with an ankle, you could still do it. But yeah, maybe if you, I don't know, hit your jaw when you fell.
Right.
Yeah.
You'd have to go on home.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be like, oh, I got the night off.
Yeah, yeah. That is true. But we want to work.
We need the attention.
Yeah. So I guess that is true. They put in so much hard work to get to that point. You're like, no, I want
to. We drove down to Tuscaloosa, Dusty and I, to do a show. We showed up. It was the worst possible situation for a show. We walked in. We were like, oh, no, dude. Packed bar, no stage.
Years ago.
This is a long time ago. This is pre-Netflix, Dusty.
Yeah.
I'm in the same place, but Dusty's moved on. But we show up and the owner comes out and goes, hey, I just don't feel like doing a show.
Yeah.
And we were like,
It's great. Yeah. We went and got some sushi. And,
That's one of the best feelings ever.
It is. Well, you know, it is interesting, that show, because we did that show. They canceled on us, and it was like a little bit of a bummer because, like, nobody showed up, and that's why they canceled. But we also, we went and got some sushi. Next day, we drove to the Laughing Skull Festival, and that festival is where things started to take off for me. So,
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
I think I was there.
You were.
You were there. Yeah, I was there. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's where I got JFL from that. And then from there, I got The Tonight Show. And it's like, so like the night before things started to take off, my show was canceled because no one came.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
That was a tough weekend for me, but I'm glad it worked out for you. And
yeah. Well,
how long have you done comedy?
Full-time since 2014, but I've been messing around since 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do people think, do they always count full time?
I don't know.
I would say 03 because that's just when I started.
Well, this is, I always have to feel like I have to qualify. It's like if you start in New York City, like you can like do open mics every night. I started in Charleston, and it's like when I started comedy, we were maybe getting an open mic once a week.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like I for several years, I was kind of barely doing comedy.
Yeah. I could see that. Which, that's a good answer though, versus I think people don't answer like that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times comics don't answer like that, but that's a good answer. You know, where it is, if you realize, well, it was until you started really.
Yeah. 2014, I started really working as like really working it as a comic.
Yeah. Chicago. I was, even when I first started, I took a class, but then there's so many places so you'd go do it every night.
Yeah.
And it was like the job, my day job was just to live to go do comedy, and then New York is like you're just doing it every night.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, you could do more open mics in New York City in a night than I could do in a month in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so we can start these comments. Sketch comedy comments. We're just doing a kind of a catch-up episode here.
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks since we've all been together in person. Yeah.
Feels like a long time.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here, guys. I'm happy to see you guys.
I am too.
I am too.
Yeah. Happy the roads have cleared out.
Yeah.
You know, we're able to do it again.
Mm-hmm. sketch comedy comments. Raina Camps. Finally, Angela is on here. I've been waiting for this. Nate seemed a bit tongue-tied. Like he was nervous because he was talking to a celebrity. It was so sweet, as you tell, he really appreciates and respects her. I do, very, very much. And she, I mean, yeah, I went on the road with her. She was the first, you know, like famous person that ever, like I, you know, got to know and talk to and, you know, took me to some unbelievable places.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Penn, Dave Chappelle not being mentioned in the sketch comedy episode is wild. He also could have been mentioned as a comedian who famously gets on stage and riffs for an hour. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, his sketch comedy is...
it's a classic.
Yeah.
I mean, the show is like the best ever.
Yeah.
That sketch comedy show. I mean, I haven't watched it recently,
Key
but
and
I...
Key & Peele, too. Did we mention Key & Peele?
Barely. Know if we did.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, maybe we didn't at all.
I think we were just talking about older. Like, it was like kind of older.
Right.
There's so many.
Key & Peele has a sketch called Insult Comic. And that
so
is
great,
like my, maybe you showed me that, but it's my favorite of all time. It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. Trudy Wishrop. Wish?
That's a tough name.
Wishrop.
No Wishrop. One's ever gotten Trudy it on the first Wishrop. Try.
Wishrop.
It feels like it's one Wishrop. Syllable.
Trudy.
Wishrop.
It feels like Wishrop. One syllable to me.
Wishrop.
But it's still two. say it as one syllable.
I don't know. I can't do it. Wishrop. Yeah. Is that two?
It's still two.
That's more of two.
Yeah. I think you did four.
Well, you know, I can make Brian two syllables.
Yeah.
Or one syllable, isn't it? Brian.
Yeah. Brian.
That's right.
Brian. You know, I figured out why. Because there used to be a wrestler named Flying Brian Pillman, and we called him Flying Brian.
Flying Brian.
Flying Brian.
Yeah.
Most of my friends and family do it one syllable.
Yeah.
I can't believe no one mentioned the Muppet Show as a sketch comedy growing up. Bongo and Nate, especially, that was the original SNL. Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean,
why y'all more than us?
Because he was around before the Muppets, and
Well, I looked up the dates. The Muppets were really before your time, but they were right in my wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah.
I love the Muppet Show.
Let me ask you this, though.
I saw their movies.
I didn't watch the episode, but if you guys didn't talk about Key and Peele, Dave Chappelle, or the Muppets, like what sketch were you talking about?
Well, you're going to love this next comment.
Okay.
All right, yeah. We'll go to that one. Yeah, I don't remember. I remember watching the Muppet Show. I think, but yeah, I don't. It's like I knew about it, but I don't know if it was. When was it?
It was like late 70s, maybe till early 80s.
Yeah.
I never thought of it as a sketch show. I thought it was just like Sesame Street.
I like how you put an M in 70s.
Yeah, people have commented on 70s. That.
Hold on, say that again.
70s?
70s.
70s?
I probably can't do it on cue, but you got to let me do it in the wild.
Wait. How old are you?
That's pretty good. But how many comics have you known that's made that reference to the two old guys from the Muppets up in the
Yes.
Yeah. I've seen so many comics do that. Yeah.
Donna Worley. Thanks, Aaron, for mentioning the Amanda Show as a sketch comedy show you enjoy. My daughter's a little younger than you, but they watched Amanda Bynes' show too. So I caught some of it. I thought she was a brilliant young comedic talent and feel sorry for how she took a turn.
Yeah.
Hope she could get her comedy mojo back again someday. She was such a true spark in that laugh track world of kids TV.
Yeah, she was a transcendent talent back in the day, dude. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very funny.
Our show's different when you're not here, Dusty.
Yeah.
It's more family friendly.
Okay. Well, sorry, guys. I never saw that show, The Amanda Show.
Oh, I didn't either, but.
Yeah. Well, he was a child.
Yeah, I was a kid when it happened.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like when she went, that's like someone that you don't, because I think Amanda's went kind of like crazy or something, or, you know,
bipolar disorder.
Just had a tough childhood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's a much better way to say it.
Kind of crazy.
She's kind of crazy. but it was like, everybody was like watching it, but I was like, I didn't really know who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so you're like, well, what is, I don't know why we're watching, you know, but then you're like, oh yeah, mm-hmm. Well, she's, was your, you know, your hero. Sandra Nguyen.
Wynn? Yeah.
Sandra Wynn?
Yeah.
Nguyen, Sandra Wynn.
Yeah.
We've had this on here before, I think. And that
last episode.
That is a tough name.
Yeah.
Wynn? It's high. Don't Nguyen. Put all those letters in there.
She's got to get Nguyen all the time, you know.
She was just...
Nguyen. Something like that.
Nguyen.
She was the one we just had on that talked about her dad dubbing the movies on VHS.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Sandra Wynn. Dusty's wife Hannah starred on a sketch show called That's So Weird. It was a Canadian show, but I looked it up on YouTube and recognized it right away. I did not have cable, but my friends did.
Yeah, Hannah, I did not know this was on YouTube, but yeah, she had some. There she is.
That's crazy.
There's a few episodes of her on there. I found.
She had some DVDs, and we were watching some of it the other day. I had no idea it was on YouTube. That's awesome.
I remember when she first moved here, there was like a sketch thing with some Nashville comics, and she was in it. And I was like, oh, Hannah's actually like a good actress.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, she used to do this.
Yeah.
Is it? Do you think she, at that moment she ever thought she would have been using the bathroom outside?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I think... Hannah often thinks about how our life took a turn.
Yeah, she calls herself Canadian famous, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did win a Canadian Comedy Award at one point.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing,
Nate.
Boom. Oh, I'd like to give, just talking about my special, I have an intro song on there that was written by my friend named Jesse Daniel, and it's called, and it's streaming everywhere. Now, he wrote the song just for the special, but then released it as its own song called Working Hard Day and Night. Great song.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And especially the second verse is heavily inspired by me, and I think it's really fun, so I just want to give him a shout out. Because Jesse Daniel, Working Hard Day and Night. Really great song.
Amazing. What was the second verse?
Well, the second verse, he says, started out in Alabama in a humble single wide, and I heard those wheels a-calling, so I had to take a ride from Bakersfield to Brooklyn and everywhere in between, but I'm taking this rig back home to Tennessee. And so it's just, So
yeah, it's a great song.
Is he from Alabama?
He's from California.
All right.
But he, yeah, we, yeah.
Bakersfield.
Yeah, we've become friends.
Oh, he's from Bakersfield?
Yeah. And it just the idea being that, you know, we've been all over the country.
Yeah.
You know, not, I've never
that is a good
actually
one.
Even been to Bakersfield myself. Yeah. I'd like to go. It seems that's where all the California country comes out of. Merle Haggard,
Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight Yoakam,
Buck Owens.
Buck Owens. Yeah. You're nailing it.
I'm nailing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to Bakersfield because someone said, was Karate Kid filmed there? Or,
I don't know.
Ohio comments. Rebecca Peters, as an Ohioan, this episode had me rolling. Maybe if you guys would have read some stuff at the Air Force Museum, you would have learned why the Wright brothers. I mean, she's not wrong.
Yeah, she nailed it, but dang.
Why the Wright brothers chose Kitty. I didn't even get offended by that. And I was like, yeah, okay.
She's spot on.
Why Wright brothers chose Kitty Hawk for their first flight. The conditions were right on the beach for flying. I especially enjoy Nate Dusty bringing the harmony on Sloopy. Sloopy, hang on. Thanks for the laughs. O-H-I-O. Yep.
You know, when I was at the Air Force Museum, I had a pocket knife, and that you couldn't come in with a pocket knife. So I went out and I buried it under the picnic table, and they took it. I don't know if I've told you that story before.
I think you have.
Security guard took it.
Might have been another place, but
yeah.
I'm sure it's all
I think
same.
We all just assumed that happened.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about carrying around a knife.
Yeah, you should.
I'm thinking about getting back into
just it. Just a new look.
I went through a phase where I just had a pocket knife on me.
Yeah.
And I think I used it a bunch. You don't think about the things you need. Like, lot of times I need a knife.
Even things you know? That you don't really need a knife for, but you're like, I could use it right now. You'll use it. You're like, I could rip this apart with my hands, but I have a knife. I'll cut it.
You ever eat an apple with a knife?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good look, dude. Yeah, that's like one of the coolest things you can do.
You're like, I could bite it, but I have this
lean
knife.
Up against a tree and eat an apple with a knife. Like, you're not telling that guy anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you go out and eat with the other bears, as y'all lean against a tree.
Yeah.
Where's Aaron going? He got to leave. It was the office. Where's that? What's Aaron doing?
Yeah, like he's eating apples.
He's
got a pocket knife on him,
leaning on a tree because he's got sap on that tree. Dips it in. he knows what he's doing.
Nature's butter out here.
Oh my God. Nature's butter.
Miguel Malacan. Miguel Malacan. Malacan. That's a Miguel Malacan. Malochan. Malochan. What do you think?
Malacan.
Malacan.
I like Malochan.
I think the Miguel is making you do that.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Miguel's leading me there.
He's a Malochan.
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 Yeah.
Malochan. Miguel Malochan. Ochion.
Eminem.
Hearing Dusty bring up Bone Thugs and Harmony during your Ohio show is without a doubt the most incredible moment of your podcast to date. And I've been around since episode one. Wow. Was totally blown away by his knowledge of BTH. Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Bone and Biggie was one of my favorites. It's Bone and Biggie, Biggie. It's Bone and Biggie. Yeah. That was one of my favorites.
I miss my Uncle Charles.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Mm-hmm. So first of the bone.
Jason Kudrow. Just wondering how you guys do a whole podcast on Ohio. Never bring up Thomas Edison. Who's that?
You're not too familiar with the podcast, are you, Jason?
I was also stunned that the Dayton Air Force Museum was brought up and Dusty didn't mention anything about Hangar 18 and the Roswell crash.
I went with you and I don't remember that.
Yeah.
What is Hangar 18?
I don't know. I didn't.
Maybe at Area 51.
Okay.
Not really that into aliens.
Look at you would
think
that
I would.
Everyone thinks you are,
but
yeah, you're not.
But they're demons, so I don't like to mess with them.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they live in a place you don't believe exists.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's
no, I'm joking.
Go out. Yeah, no. There's some truth to it.
Hangar 18 is going to occur following UFO incident about the space shuttle. Okay.
Okay.
That's a movie.
I'd check that out though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. We didn't mention. Yeah, I guess Thomas Edison. I thought he was from England or something.
It is true though.
You know.
Yeah, he's not talked about. It's not associated with Ohio a bunch.
No.
Did he invent like the light bulb?
We spend more time on LeBron James. Somebody more relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's credited for inventing the light bulb, but there's like a
Nikola Tesla.
People say now, he like stole it from somebody else.
Tesla,
yeah,
no, not Tesla. Oh. Though they beefed all the
Thomas Edison. Oh, and Tesla.
Tesla, yeah.
When was Thomas Edison around?
This is the early 1900s, wasn't it?
I was gonna say late 1800s.
Did he fly the kite with a key on it, or was that
was
Benjamin Franklin?
Benj Franklin.
Yeah, you call him Benj. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ben Franklin.
Well, when you get close with him, you know.
Yeah.
You get a pet name for him. Old Ben.
I think he slept like 4 hours a day.
Benjamin Franklin?
No, Thomas Edison. He had too many things to do.
8 hours a night, 4 hours a day. The guy slept a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I always think I want to see people's, when they say they sleep little, like, you're always kind of like, I want to see it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I believe everybody's like, I sleep 4 hours a day, I feel great. You're like, I don't know if I believe that. Like, I think there's...
You don't believe that they feel great or that they're actually getting that's sleep.
Happening.
Yeah.
I know there's like things where there are people that they say, I think Trump has a thing where he only sleeps 4 hours and it's like, but there's it's called something where people don't need a lot of sleep. And they have something. So I'm not saying that this isn't a thing, but there's also a why. And so Thomas Edison, I could see a guy that's doing something like that. Maybe he has some, but there's also a lot of other people that are like, well, I don't only sleep 4 hours a day. And you're like, yeah, but there's really no reason for you to.
We're not impressed by that at all.
Yeah, you're video not.
Games. Sleep
what
some
you,
more.
Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah. 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 I think it's, I hear more about it from people that are like, well, then you're wasting your life.
Yeah.
Because if you go at least get some rest.
Yeah, it's not doing you well. You're not super productive. Maybe if you slept more, you might get some stuff.
I can tell, dude. You got bags under your eyes. Yeah. You look tired. You're yawning a bunch.
Ironically, Thomas Edison, same education as Dusty and Nate.
All right. Well,
self-educated.
What? Self-educated?
Some coursework at Cooper Union. That sounds like Vol State.
I did, Southern Union. I did a little time
there. There you go.
That's the Vol State of New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Self-educated. That just means, that means no education.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, get it. Yeah.
I mean, dude, it's crazy. Isn't that crazy? He died, and he was alive in 1930. Like, he died in 1930, or 31. He was 84. But, you know, like, I saw something today. It was like Queen Elizabeth and Marilyn Monroe, when they met, they were the same age.
Wow.
Really?
So Queen Elizabeth just, this was, you know, obviously Marilyn Monroe was alive.
Well, I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, when did Marilyn Monroe die? She died young.
Yeah. 60s.
Right? Yeah. Oh.
Maybe 60s. The 50s.
Tragically, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So this was when they were probably in their 30s or something. So they were that young.
Wow.
And so, but it was like, so Marilyn Monroe would have still been alive.
Yeah.
Like when JFK could still be, like all these people would still be, we would have seen them.
Maybe not JFK.
Because
that was 70 years ago now.
60.
But we could have seen him in our life.
We would have seen him
60
years ago.
I thought it was 2030.
Yeah.
And he was in his 40s, I think, when he was...
Yeah, he was young.
So he'd were kids.
Like 105 or something.
He'd 105.
And Jimmy Carter's almost... He's like 130, right? And he's still around.
Well, Jimmy Carter's still around, but it's... Yeah, like JFK, we would have seen JFK. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He would have been doing like the Tonight Show and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's wild to think about.
It's crazy.
He would have been doing a pop-in set on one of your shows.
Yeah, sometimes people think life moves too fast. It's not going as fast as you think. Because these people are still here. And you start looking at it, you're like, there's some people from 1930s.
Oh, yeah. Like,
there's people around.
They're hanging on, man.
I mean, I say it in my, I talk about the 1900s thing. I'm doing that on stage. But it's like people from the 1930s, 1940s, 1950s, like, even like my parents, like, or I would, you'd have met people from the 1800s.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've met people from the 1800s.
Jimmy Carter was president when you were born and he's still alive.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
That's wild.
And he's been on hospice for like a year. I mean, this, they're trying to get him down. And he's like, nah. Hospice comes in and then you're out pretty soon.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's been on hospice for a year. He's like, nah, I'm not going nowhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, it's,
It is.
How do you feel about snapping at someone?
I didn't like it just now.
Yeah,
I could tell you didn't like it either. That's why I did it a second time.
That makes sense. I feel like it's what Notre Dame would do to MTSU.
Yeah.
When I opened for Ali Sadiq in Huntsville, he saw on stage somebody was snapping at his server. And, dude, he stopped the show. He's like, did you just do that to another human being? And just tore into the guy.
Yeah.
I do think about it now. Not that I was ever doing that, but that's such a rude thing to, like, at a server or something.
At a server.
Server's
crazy.
You
do it to your kid or something that you're, like, trying to get them to.
Uh-huh.
It's just trying to get their attention.
I think it's so rude, I can't even snap that good.
Yeah, I can't
even. This one I can do, all right? This one? Oh. I've never really been able to do it.
Yeah, I know.
Now you're doing it.
Look at
that. I don't know how it works.
You get a Netflix special, you learn how to snap.
The sound of the snap is your finger hitting the palm of your hand.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's not good.
I can't do it.
Yeah, that's, that's atrocious.
This one's all right.
That's, yeah, that one's good. That one's actually disgusting.
It's at rock bottom here.
Short these episodes a little bit
just
more.
Just friends hanging out, dude.
We need a new format.
This is what friends do, dude. This is the kind of stuff we talk
Scandals
about.
And animals.
Yeah. Weather revisited comments. Demarius Stevens. I think all of us truly appreciate the effort of adding some new footage to the front of a revisit episode. You could have just run it with a note, but this intro is so fun. Also, what a great episode to revisit. I can't get enough Aaron losing it for Sore Sigorb. Thank you and congrats, Dusty. The special was great.
All right. Thanks, Demarius. Well,
how about that?
Right. I looked up Sore. He's still out there.
Yeah.
I think it's a woman.
Oh, okay. Sore.
Yeah. I don't know if it's pronounced Sore, but I think it's from a different country.
Yeah.
I don't know which one. But somebody tagged the Instagram of that person.
Okay.
Really humanized that moment for me. I was laughing at that's a real person I was laughing at. But the way Nate kept saying it is so funny, dude.
She probably went dark after
Sore Sigorb.
Taylor Johnson. I don't think I've ever laughed harder than when Bates said Dusty's not in this one, but there was more of Aaron, so it evens out.
That's good. Got to keep the weight on this side of the table.
Yeah.
You've come a long way. I got that joke at first. Aaron's come a long way.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I never ever thought about you being a bigger guy, but when you will share older clips of yourself, I'm like, whoa. I mean, not that I'm like, whoa, but I'm like, whoa, you have slimmed down.
When I see it, dude. When I see it. I was like 340.
Why do you think he's eating apples by trees? He leans against it, it falls out, and he eats it. That's how he got him out of there. He just takes his back and just starts banging on a tree.
Trees are coming down.
But even your laugh was different back then.
Was it?
Yeah, it was more of a big man's laugh.
I can breathe a little better.
Now it's more refined.
Yeah. You told the picture of the office, you go, I'm gonna go to lunch, and they just see you going out there, you're just shaking the trees out, and then stuff's coming down. And you're like, well, he's hungry. That'd be funny to go.
Easy, big fella.
If you could do that, it would be very funny to see the office just no mention of that you do it, but you just go.
That would be funny. You go out, you go, you guys want some apples?
Just shake it. Kate the Great. Hey. So bummed to see you couldn't record, but that intro was great. Aaron sledding is getting added to my favorite moments. P.S. Do you say sledding or sliding in Tennessee? I'm in Minnesota. People say both. We say sledding.
I've never heard sliding.
I've never heard sliding either.
I mean, I get what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're sliding down a hill, but man. Yeah, I like sledding. Yeah. Sledding's fun. And when you're bigger, you can catch a little momentum.
Oh, look at that. Where were you?
This is a golf course close to our house.
Oh,
I think it's on hole four of the It's in Hermitage.
I mean, that's two.
Oh, that's Hermitage Golf Course?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right next to a park there, and they had this. Lucy,
that looks awesome.
My wife.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, this is, I was worried about hitting that tree.
Yeah.
We got to plug Dusty a little bit.
All right, look at that.
But Lucy took a nasty fall. Into, I mean, she slammed into a tree. We set up a little backstop.
Hey, look at that.
With some snow. And she just hopped the backstop and just smashed into a tree. Huge bruise, but it,
look at that smoke.
She's fine, but it was touch and go.
Did you say smoke?
Yeah.
Aaron, like a cartoon?
Yeah. When Aaron got to the bottom, you got covered in your own.
Like Clark Griswold.
Yeah. Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. Daniel Stewart, y'all can't do a Zoom. It's better than nothing. My Wednesday's ruined now. What's worse than a rerun? This isn't Seinfeld. No one's watching these 20 years from now.
Dang, damn.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't do Zooms.
I forgot to say.
I'm actually proud of the fact that we've never done a Zoom.
We've never done a Zoom episode.
And that's been a big thing because I think Zooms are not good.
You know, that week, I forgot to say, my flight got canceled because of how bad the weather was. I could not get out of here. It just was bad all around.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's like, yeah, Zoom. I was at the airport at this time trying to get out of here.
Someone said the biggest week of Dusty's career, and he can't promote a special on this podcast.
I know.
Yeah.
What were you doing, Dusty?
I was hanging
out at the airport?
I was trapped. Yeah. I mean, I don't even know. Yeah. I mean, I think the day we recorded all of these promo for the revisited episode is when I was at the airport trying to fly out and couldn't because of snow, because the airport ran out of de-icing formula and they couldn't de-ice any planes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a real mess.
Yeah, I thought I saw someone on the news. Someone was on a plane for 8 hours. They landed in 8 hours.
Six,
someone's at the gate, huh?
I think it was six.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Nah.
That is like where you're, how's that? Just open the plane and just go walk out.
Yeah, let us out.
Yeah.
Like that's being like absurd, like to go, well, there's nowhere to go. Like, yeah, but we're going to walk out. Like just be a normal person.
Right.
That doesn't make sense. That's the stuff that, and I don't like to trash airlines because people get mad, but like that's the stuff you can't do. What are you doing?
Yeah. Can I tell you, I flew this weekend and I always go for the exit row because I like the room. I don't know if you remember the video that went viral a few days ago of the exit door flying off in the air. Dude, multiple people were like, I'm not sitting there because I'm like worried about it.
Uh-huh.
I had the exit rows to myself all weekend, dude. So I need another one of those videos to go viral.
Yeah,
hopefully on Southwest too, so they think it's more like an actual problem.
Maybe 1 year on.
But when those people that, if you were sitting next to it, would you not mind it because you like the air?
Yeah.
I can't get that thing.
Nice breeze.
I love it.
Finally.
I feel great.
People are getting sucked out the door.
Aaron takes his jacket off and goes, finally, breathe. But when you went out, like, did someone would have flown out the window?
I don't know. There was nobody sitting in that particular seat when that happened. But I don't know.
You talking about the Alaska Air?
Yes.
Yeah, phone got sucked out also.
Talk about the Alaska Air. Yeah. The other one.
Well, I didn't know there was actual video of the
I think there was video of it. Yeah, that's what went viral.
But
or no, like there's a video picture of them on something. The plane. Yes.
Yeah.
But I heard the flight attendants have to say multiple times, like, that wasn't us. That was somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
People were a little gun shy.
Mm.
I lucked out.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the best things that ever happened to me.
I had multiple flights this weekend where they were like, had other problems, like not weather. It was always like, oh, there's too much fuel on this side of the plane. We're going to have to put some, I had noise canceling headphones. So I missed the first announcement and the guy comes on and he goes, yeah, we weren't able to get the problem fixed, but we're going to get some more fuel and then we'll take off here soon. I'm like, I asked the lady, I go next to me, I go, what was the problem? He's like, well, that's a weight imbalance. Yeah, so they're going to fill up the other side. And then they were like, another flight, they were like, they put in too much hydraulic fluid and now we got to come take some out. And I'm like, what's going on? Why are they not doing things right?
Yeah, you don't need that much detail.
Like, I want you to fix it, obviously. But why did you not just do it right the first time? Why is there a guy putting too much fluid in?
Well, I had to fly Delta this weekend. We sat for like an hour and a half before we took off, and the pilot comes on and goes, it wasn't us, just a maintenance thing. And you're like, well, it's y'all's plane.
Yeah.
This is all y'all kind of working together on this.
Yeah, I don't think you fell asleep in the cockpit there. I mean, come on.
It all starts from the top.
Yes.
And everybody, you know, but yeah, they don't want to sit there either, but it's, all right. So a little bit shorter, obviously. I hope you're not disappointed. I know this is the best. This is the best for me personally. I still want to give you all the best product we could give. And I didn't know that not every podcast was 2 hours.
Yeah.
And 2 hours is a lot. So
and we should clarify, we're still going to do, like, next week it'll be normal topics. This is just, we haven't been together in a while.
And to clarify, I haven't pitched my upcoming shows yet, so this may still go 2 hours. So,
oh, yeah.
I got a lot coming up, guys.
Sometimes I won't download a podcast and listen to it if it's 2 hours. I go, 2 hours? Oh, no, I can't do that.
No, I think a lot, I did not realize it. A lot of people seem like it's a lot. You know, it's an hour is good. But I'm not saying that's why we're doing it, but it fits where it just goes, like, we've kind of hit a point to be, you know, scheduling. It's just getting very hard. And so let's make it, you know, an hour, which is now just in line with most other podcasts,
right.
I believe.
Right.
You know,
this Friday, I'm at Walnut House in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Two shows there. Saturday, February 17th, I'm at Church of the Heights in Palatka, Florida. I hope I'm saying that wrong.
Oh. You hope you're saying it wrong?
I mean, I hope I'm saying it right. Yeah. I hope I'm saying it wrong. That's how confident I am. I don't care. I might even show up. Aaron, what you got?
This weekend, I'm in Des Moines at the Des Moines Funny Bone. And then next weekend, big one for me. Not that Des Moines isn't big, but the next one is also big. Chicago Zanies, 5 shows there. Old Town, Chicago. So come on out, Des Moines and Chicago.
Yeah.
All right. This weekend, I'll be in Huntsville, Alabama at Stand Up Live, 5 shows. Come see me. I think a lot of my family and friends that I grew up with might be there. So I need, you know, other strangers to balance it out so that my family and friends don't think that they're the only one supporting my shows. Mm-hmm. And
right up front.
Yeah. Yeah. I need it to look good. But yeah, I am excited about it. I love Huntsville. Been there
many
times.
Have you been since we went and smoked cigars?
No, haven't.
Okay. Yeah.
And this time it's too cold to smoke cigars. And I've not been smoking cigars. I've not had them in about 2 months. Well, I had one in Opelika, but over the 2 month period, it's been like one time.
Wow. So you'll be back.
Yeah. Well, maybe. But, you know, I'm just taking a little break. Just trying not to have a heart attack or anything. So,
Yeah. All right. Go see everybody. Are
you doing any shows, Nick?
I am. What do you mean to tell you? What are you missing? I'm doing where the Portland Blazers play. I don't know. I don't know how to say that. I'm just moving on.
Yeah.
It's. I would love for you to come out. The shows have been super fun. And
we're in Spokane. Look, this is a big one, dude. We need everybody out.
All right. I do need everybody out. Spokane, at Spokane Arena, Spokane, Washington, Portland at Moda Center, Everett at the Angel of the Winds Arena, and Vancouver at Rogers Arena.
Nice.
Probably where the Grizzlies used to play.
Yeah, maybe so.
Madison, Omaha. Like, the whole, we're out. We're running around. The shows have been super, super fun. And I love it. We love it. Every comic on the show, it's really, really, it's overwhelming. It's a very insane, every weekend is insane, and you can't believe this many people are out. And, I love it. I love comedy. So thank you for everybody that's come out. But yeah.
My shows have been fun too. I want to put that. I don't think I said mine have been fun. Yeah. But they have been fun.
Mine have been hit or miss.
Yeah, mine have not. But hope to change that.
No. Ours have been great too.
Yeah.
Everybody's great.
Everybody's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Comedy's in a good spot.
All right. Well, we love you, and we'll see you next week. And that's it. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Nateland is produced by Nateland Productions and by me, Nate Bargatze, and my wife, Laura, on the Audio Boom platform. Recording and editing for the show is done by Genovations Media. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to catch us next week on the Nateland Podcast.